Listening Library presents Ramona's World by Beverly Cleary, read for you by Stockard Channing.
1. Ramona spreads the news. Ramona Quimby was 9 years old. She had brown hair, brown eyes, and no cavities. She had a mother, a father, a big sister named Beatrice, who was called Beezus by the family, and, this was the exciting part, a baby sister named Roberta, after her father, Robert Quimby. "Look at her tiny fingernails," Ramona marveled as she looked at the sleeping Roberta. "And her little eyebrows. She's already a whole person, only little." Ramona couldn't wait for the first day of school so she could spread the news about her baby sister. That day finally came. It was a warm September day, and Ramona, neat and clean, with lunch bag in hand, half-skipped, half-hopped, scrunching through dry leaves on the sidewalk. She was early, she knew, but Ramona was the sort of girl who was always early, because something might happen that she didn't want to miss. The fourth grade was going to be the best year of her life so far. Ramona was first to arrive at the bus stop in front of Mrs. Pitt's house. Mrs. Pitt came out the front door and began sweeping her front steps.
"Hi, Mrs. Pitt," Ramona called out. "Guess what? My baby sister is 2 months old."
"Good for her," said Mrs. Pitt, agreeable to a baby in the neighborhood. Babies did not scatter candy wrappers or old spelling papers on the lawn in front of her house. Ramona pretended she was playing hopscotch until her friend Howie...